Welcome, hustlers, players, and squares. You are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast. All things game, all the time. Sit back and soak it up. www.wjamesd.com. Now, let's get in motion. Welcome back. I am excited, man. It is 2016. This is the very first podcast of the new year. Man, last year went by pretty fast for me. I don't know about you all out there, but it went by fast for me. But anyway, you are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast. This is one of the most diverse podcasts in the world, alongside my blog. On this podcast, we cover a wide variety of topics. We cover self-empowerment. We cover having a wealth mindset. We cover the dynamics between men and women. We cover so-called positive thinking. We cover self-empowerment. We cover what some people call street knowledge. We cover progressing in life and so much more. And we do all of this through the perspective of what I call uncommon sense. What is uncommon sense, you ask? Well, if you're not familiar with the term, uncommon sense is knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that has been kept from many of you. This knowledge and wisdom and understanding are like keys, and they unlock certain doors that are preventing some of you from achieving certain levels of success in life, for, you know, whatever lifestyle you've chosen for yourself. Now, this particular podcast is an Ask a Hustler podcast. So these are questions that come to me. I usually get them through email. Sometimes I get them over the phone. Sometimes they come in person. So if you're out there listening and you have any questions about any of my podcasts, any of my books that I write, or any of my blog posts, you can always hit me up on my email, and that's wjamesdennis@gmail.com, wjamesdennis@gmail.com. And also, if you haven't done so already, you can sign up for the Uncommon Sense Advisor. Go to my website, wjamesd.com, hit that free stuff tab. Right there on the top of the page, you can sign up for the Uncommon Sense Advisor. And I've got discounts going on. I've got higher level game going on. And also, you know, shoot back and forth ideas with, you know, people that have joined there for certain things I'm working on, etc., etc., etc. So anyway, let's go ahead and get on with the podcast, because this is another one for my hustlers or entrepreneurs, whatever makes you feel more comfortable. The question is, for this podcast, what is a point of dependency, or what is a dependency point? You can also call these addiction points or points of addiction. What I learned from solid real hustlers who were masters of their game, whatever game they were in, what I learned from them was that every business in existence is simply a way of solving a problem. Now, honestly, that's pretty basic. But behind many of these problems are what's called points of dependency. We all have them, and there's no one that's immune. So when I say a dependency point, most people immediately might think drug abuse or something similar to that. Or, you can use the term addiction point. And if you say addiction, oftentimes people also think of some type of dependency on gambling or drugs or alcohol or something like that. So, let me grab my notes real quick, and let's just define the word addiction, which has a very similar definition to the word dependency. So, to define the word addiction, you have a strong and harmful need to regularly have something, such as a drug, or do something, such as gambling. Very simple definition. I think we're all familiar with that. But there's also another definition. The second definition is an unusually great interest in something or a need to do or have something. Let's stop there. It's the second definition that we're going to be focusing on. In a dependency or an addiction point can simply be a great interest in something or the feeling that you need to do or have something. So according to the definition, you can literally have a dependency or become addicted to anything. You can be addicted to music. You can be addicted to clothes. You can be addicted to shoes. Sex, chasing money. You can be addicted to video games. In fact, you can be addicted to knowledge. You can be addicted to learning. I mention that because that is actually one of my personal dependencies, one of my personal addictions. I'm not even going to begin to tell you how many books I've read throughout my life. And I literally, no exaggeration, I have about, just going off the top of my head, I think I have about 20 books sitting in my library right now that I haven't even touched yet. They're just sitting there, waiting on me to, you know, get my hands on them, and I'm still buying books. What's another dependency point or addiction point? You can have technology. You can become addicted to technology, having the latest and greatest, the new flashiness. I mean, come on now. How many cell phones do you have to make a year? I think Samsung makes 2 or 3 cell phones a year. That's crazy, man. And iPhones. There are actually people out there that collect iPhones. iPhones now. And those things aren't cheap. Point of addiction. A point of dependence. Okay, I'm getting slightly off the subject, so let's track back. These dependency points or addiction points become problems. Remember, every business solves problems. So when a consumer feels or thinks that they need something or must have something, a business provides it. It's as simple as that. And I'll make it even plainer. A well-crafted business recognizes points of dependency in a particular market. And if they're very savvy, they will find a way to fulfill it within that market. So you can take something very basic, but market it in a certain way that plays into a dependency point. And there are many dependency points. So to have something pretty much, let's just say, useless, but market it or present it a certain way that plays into one of people's natural dependency points, these items usually become fad items, and they're usually good for about a year or two. Okay, now although they don't have a long-term business model that you can build on, because they, you know, it's like a flash in the pan. They're hot this year, and it'd be hot 2 years, and after that nobody thinks about them anymore. But the same principles still apply. So just going on, let's just go with the fad angle. Let me think of something basic. Remember those little soft plastic bracelets? They came in different colors and shapes. Silly bands. I think they were called silly bands. They came out about 7 or 8 years ago. I think about 7 or 8 years ago. Now, kids went crazy over those things. So silly bands, they went crazy over them. Why? Because of very smart marketing. They became something cool to have. They became something cool to collect. They became something cool to wear. And on top of all of that, they were cheap. So parents didn't mind spending the money on them. Now, what's another fad that's actually been around for a while? What's those things called? Snuggies. Remember Snuggies? I think they still sell Snuggies. So, come on now. What is a Snuggie? It's a long robe that you put on backwards. That's all it is. But what is the dependency point of a Snuggie? Comfort around the house. And Snuggies have sold millions. Now, Do people really need silly bands? Do people really need Snuggies? No, they don't. But they were given value based on the underlying points of dependence. Again, now, those are just fad items. So let's expand this perspective and let's talk about some legitimate businesses. It operates on the same principle. Beachbody. What is the company Beachbody known for? Now, they're known for fitness products. In particular, they're known for home fitness products. And what does fitness do? What's the point of dependency there? What's the point of addiction? Well, you have health. You have living longer. You have looking better. You have being more attractive. I mean, it's actually in the name. Beachbody. The name of the company. It's in the name. And it's very, very clever. The name itself becomes an icon. It becomes its own form of marketing. Because a Beachbody, that term, automatically equates to being fit and more attractive. I'll give you one that everybody should know. Starbucks. Now, what is Starbucks known for? Coffee. Simple, right? But what's the dependency point about coffee? And for those that don't know, coffee is one of the largest grossing agricultural exports in the world. And a lot of you out there listening to this will probably say, well, James, it's just a cup of coffee. And that's what I'm saying to you. Starbucks just sells coffee. So how did Starbucks become so big off of offering one of the oldest stimulants in the world, caffeine? Coffee's not a new thing. Coffee has been around for hundreds of years. Starbucks didn't introduce coffee to the public. So what is Starbucks actually selling? What problems are they solving? As an entrepreneur, as a hustler, you need to start examining these things so that way you can apply these principles and these ideas to your particular business. So what is Starbucks really selling? Aside from the caffeine, what is the dependency point or addiction point of Starbucks coffee? Starbucks is actually selling a higher lifestyle. Think about this for a second. How many Starbucks do you actually see in the so-called hood? No, this is Starbucks. This isn't a simple cup of coffee that you can go in the gas station and get. It's Starbucks. It's special. It's Starbucks coffee. It's better. It's more rich. It's more flavorful. And on top of all of that, it's able to be made exactly how you want it. So, on a brief side note, by the way, there's a hole in the market for quality coffee shops in the so-called lower income neighborhood. So whoever jumps on that idea and does it right, because it has to be done right, send me an email and you can cut me a check for that idea later. Okay? I'm so serious. Anyway, back to the point. Actually, let's go ahead. I think I've explained that well enough. Let's go ahead and just skip the game about all this, because dependency points are involved in almost every single game that exists. For students of the game, you should have this answer. I'm gonna ask you a question. You should have this answer. What does every game in existence spin around? What keeps every game in existence functioning? What's the answer? What keeps every game in existence running is the principle of value. Now, what's the principle of value? Let me explain. Value is something that is based almost completely off of perspective. What's valuable to you may not be valuable to me. A quick example, if I took a look at a Picasso painting, you know, and then I look at the price tag and I say to myself, is this Picasso painting, this authentic Picasso painting, really worth hundreds of thousands, maybe a million or more dollars? Is that worth it to me? Now, I don't know how much Picasso's actually cost. I'm just using this as an example. But me personally, I'm not into art and I'm not an art collector. So to someone who is, that Picasso may be worth that amount of money to them. Now, is that right or is that wrong? Because I'm not going to pay $1 million for a Picasso. But to somebody who's into that, it might be worth it to them. Is that right or is that wrong? Where is the true value of a Picasso painting? Where is that value at? I'll tell you. It's in the person's mind, based off of their perspective, the way they look at it. Listen, when a person values something, they will sacrifice for it, they'll covet it, they'll want to protect it, they will do whatever it takes to get that thing, bring that thing into their life, and to keep that thing in their life. Simple example. If you have children and you value them, and I hope you value your children, what would you do if someone harmed one of your children? 9.9999 times out of 10, you would be ready to go to jail in a heartbeat over something like that. And that is the principle of value in effect. Now, like I said earlier, I place a lot of value on my book collection, for example. So if you came and messed with my book collection, we're going to have an issue. We're going to have a big problem. Especially any of my books that are near impossible to replace because they're out of print. All right. So, but how about this? Let me bring this down. Let's say your friend buys a new $100,000 car. You want to see value in effect? Ask your friend who just bought that $100,000 car to borrow that car for a month and see how they respond. Ask them to borrow it for 2 weeks and see how they respond. It's not going to be very positive because they place a lot of value in that car just because of the price tag attached to that car. So when you value something, you want it if you don't have it. Going back to our example of the fad items, we had the Silly Bands and the Snuggies, right? So, do Silly Bands or Snuggies hold any real value? Think carefully about how you answer that, because when it's all said and done, the only value something like a Silly Band or a Snuggie has is based on the perspective of an individual. It might not mean anything to you, but to someone else, it might. What's that old saying, one man's trash is another man's treasure? And that's what we're talking about here. Because any dependency point, any addiction point is based off of value. The more something is valued, the more someone will sacrifice for it, the more they'll desire it, and the more they'll try to protect it once they have it. And this sense of value is created through many times, not all the time, but many times the sense of value is created through clever marketing and advertising, from a business standpoint. There's other things outside of that that people place value on, but we're just dealing with the entrepreneur, the hustler aspect of it. So we're keeping this kind of in a business line. I just thought I need to mention that before we step outside of the purpose of this podcast. But anyway, the sense of value is created through marketing and advertising. Effective marketing and advertising. So, also, there are other ways to create value, but that game I usually reserve for people I coach or consult. So, and I guess I should throw this in. Quick little advertisement. Y'all excuse me for a second, but on a quick side note, right now, my coaching and consultations are open to the general public. I just did that a few months ago. So During these one-on-one coaching and consultation sessions, you can ask me any questions you want, and you will get honest, real, thorough game from me. I've been doing this for years, and I have yet to have one person tell me that they didn't feel like they got their money's worth. Not one. So if you're seeking higher level game, or you need a deeper breakdown of anything I write about, anything I teach, speak about, any of my podcasts or whatever, you can always hit me up via email. Again, it's wjamesdennis@gmail.com. Okay, advertisement over. Let's go ahead and get back into this game. We were talking about understanding addiction points and dependency points. So if you're an entrepreneur, understanding these points will help you market and advertise properly. Also very important, which I urge everybody to do, is understand the correct use of colors, because colors convey certain moods. That's another subject. I'll touch on that at another time. Just stay focused here. So, in wrapping this up, the best businesses out there are the ones that answer the call of dependency, and they do it very well. You can look at a dependency point like a blank music CD. People still use those, right? This is the first thing that came to my mind. Actually, I think I put that in my book, Unlocking a Small Business Game. But anyway, everybody knows what a CD is, I hope. So you can think of a dependency point as kind of like a blank CD. But this CD, it can be burned, okay, with a strong desire. It can be burned with a strong value. This is done through marketing and advertising. And this repetition of marketing and advertising, it's like pressing the play button on this CD that has just been burned. And the CD will continue to play over and over and over again on repeat, in other words. So when a person gets tired of hearing this song, quote unquote, they get tired of this repetition going on in their mind about this dependency point, about this desire, about something they value that they don't have, that they want, when they get tired of this rolling around in their mind, they will go get that desire filled. They will go get that want filled. And this works because this is part of how the mind works. When you think about a food you want, you eventually go get it. When you think about spending time with someone special, you eventually try to make that happen. When you desire new furniture, a new house, a new car, a new phone, or whatever it may be, if you have enough value, if your perspective on it is that it's valuable to you, you will go get it, or you will find a way to get it. So, here it is, plain and simple. What is a dependency? All it is a desire or emotion or a feeling of want added with a perspective of value or who can fulfill that particular desire. Then you add in the principles of business. So you have desire, perspective, and business. And when you add those all together, that equals money. Why does desire and perspective equal money? Because that's what people, again, think they value. And it should go without saying that entire industries, let's forget about individual businesses for just a moment. There are entire industries built around this knowledge that I just gave you. I mean, come on, do you think that the fashion industry or the tobacco industry thrive off of the goodwill of people? No. They fully understand what I just explained to you. Just using the fashion industry as a quick example, this is why they continually bring you something new every season. Over and over and over, there's always something new. There's always new technology. There's always a new brand of liquor. There's always a new brand tobacco product. There's always a new food product. There's always something new because they are keeping you in this loop of dependency. Do you understand that? So, going back to fashion, there are millions of people who want to look fashionable all the time. So, why not, from a business perspective, why not give them what they want? Why not? Because the desire for them to look fashionable, plus they place value on fashion, so their perspective on fashion is they want it. And then you have a business, so that's a match made in heaven, as they say. You're going to get paid. Does that make sense? I hope so. So anyway, I'll go ahead and close this out here. I hope I broke that down simple enough so it's easily understood. As always, I appreciate you taking your time to listen to this podcast. I hope you got something from it. For those of you who want to reach out to me, you know the email by now, but I'm going to say it again. Hit me up on my email, wjamesdennis@gmail.com. That's wjamesdennis@gmail.com. I'll be back at you all soon. And, you know, I'm out.